Let's check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. And these diseases take no holiday, and it seems lately everybody's got COVID or some kind of cold. And Dr. Marty, what do you know about this study that says people are getting something called long flu? What is that exactly?
That's basically having prolonged complications from having had the flu. And it's similar to long COVID, except that it's less common and less likely to last as long as long COVID problems. But it's very real. These various different viruses can induce these long-term symptoms. There's many factors that go into it, and there's a whole range in which people can reasons why different people manifest long-term symptoms. One is that they either don't clear the virus fully, and so they have this smoldering problem, or they overreact to the virus in such an extreme way that they develop some antibodies that are harmful. And that, by the way, is a product of having the real virus, where there are lots of extra different proteins that you can make antibodies to, that the body makes antibodies to, and those antibodies aren't necessarily good for you. Mm-hmm. Unlike the vaccine, which is going to help your body target exactly the best type of antibodies that are much less likely to give you any kind of long symptoms.
Whenever I have to take an antibiotic, my wife insists that I take probiotics while I'm doing that, and everything I read indicates that's the thing to do. And now I'm hearing about this study that suggests probiotics could help reduce COVID symptoms or delay the infection. Are you familiar with this study?
Yeah, this is a very interesting study. It came out just a few days ago in the Lancet, which is Lancet Infectious Disease, a wonderful journal. And it was a long study that was actually started back before the vaccines became available. And then, of course, because of the nature of how they had structured the study, they had to limit it, because then all of a sudden the vaccine came in and they couldn't get as many people into the study. But with the over 180 people that were part of the study, it became very, very clear that the use of the probiotic, and they specifically used one particular bacterium that is, it used to be called Lactobacillus, but it's now called Lactocaseibacillus. And this particular bacterium, not only is it good and proven in this study, or again, only 180 people, so not as solid a proof as we would have liked, but still, definitely the people who got the actual probiotic, and this was a double-blind study, so there were people who got a placebo that looked identical to those who got the bacterium. The people who got the probiotic did far better, far fewer symptoms, and recovered much better. So, yeah. Hmm. And by the way, this is a bacterium that we've known for a while is beneficial for a lot of different infections, Bob, not just for COVID, but it's recommended for people who have, for example, Crohn's disease, people who have little children with upper respiratory tract infection, colic, that sort of thing. And it's very safe, and you can get it from the foods that you eat, and and of course you can also purchase it. There's a brand name for it, Culturelly. But nonetheless, these probiotics absolutely help very much, Bob. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And what's going on with children who are still infectious after their COVID symptoms ease up?
Yeah, that's quite unfortunate. It's not, obviously, children's immune systems work differently than ours, and they can look and act very healthy and feel fine but still shed virus. And that there are several studies that confirm that as well. So, we've known that children spread colds and flus for long, long times, right? This is not completely new, and the fact that it also happens with this particular coronavirus. We know, for example, that children spread other coronaviruses, the more common cold-type coronaviruses for a long time. So it's not that much of a surprise, but something that certainly school teachers in particular need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Marty, will you be at your holiday get-together in an N95 mask, an asbestos hood, and a suit of armor? Is that how you will show up?
I'm taking my probiotic foods, and I'm up to the most recent booster.
Listen, I hope you have a terrific Christmas and New Year. And again, thanks for all of the valuable, up-to-date information you give us here every Wednesday. We really appreciate it. All the best, glad tidings, and happy Yuletide.
Happy holidays, Bob.
Take
Congratulations.
Care. Thank you. Talk to you soon.